The four Republican candidates for Utah's 4th congressional district made their case during a debate Monday for why they have the best shot to unseat the Democratic incumbent. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Former KSL radio talk show host Jay McFarland is positioning himself as the moderate in the race and says the district is too, since it elected a Democrat in 2018.
If you're a Republican, I think probably your number one concern this year is getting rid of Ben McAdams. I believe that I have the greatest opportunity to do that because I've engaged in a 9-year-long conversation with Utahns about the issue. That's who I am, somebody who can communicate with the other side and get things done.
But State Representative Kim Coleman says the district is conservative. It's rated as an R+13. She is the only candidate who has held elected office.
I've gone to our state capitol and I've voted constitutionally conservatively for 6 years straight across the board. If you vote for me, you don't have to vote and hope. You can vote for me and know.
Former NFL player Burgess Owens says his strategy is to call out socialism in the Democratic Party.
We're now dealing with pure evil throughout our country, determined to destroy us, destruction everywhere. This is the time for us to get together, come together.
And businessman Trent Christensen says he'll win the seat back by focusing on jobs.
I don't think the people of Salt Lake, Utah, Juab, and San Pete County care who's a Marxist or a socialist. They want to keep their job, and they want to get their job back, and they want to open their small business.
The primary election is June 30th, and the registration deadline is June 19th. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.